Welcome to Got Your Milk, a podcast about The Strain.
Oh, man.
A TV show about a vampire apocalypse based on a novel by Guillermo del Toro and...
Chuck Hergen.
My name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's F-I-T-T-E-N-T-R-I-M at Fit and Trim on Twitter. And with me, as always, he is the microwave to my brain of noodles.
That's
it's
exactly
Mork.
Right.
Mork, how you doing? How can people find you on Twitter?
Oh, they could find me at Extraordinary. That's Extraordinary with a W where it shouldn't be before the second R.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it too. Quick shout out to Catfish, CJGman67.
I think
he's in some sort of trouble, or he might be in, maybe he got stuck in traffic. He's not here.
So Where is he?
I hope he's okay. Do you think he's sick or something, or a car accident?
I wonder what could have kept him away.
I can't imagine why he wouldn't want to be here.
Let me tell you, for him not to be here, it would be madness.
It would,
AKA the title of episode 5 of season 3 of The Strain. And that's what we'll be covering today, tonight. But guess what? We have tried to do something new on today's podcast, Mork, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure are. We sure are. You wait till you guys hear this.
So technically, we have just paused it. It's 7:36 our time, 10:36.
We're so excited about this episode.
We watched half this episode, and we thought, you know what? Let's start recording now and figure out if we can predict where the rest of this episode will go.
I like it.
So unlike a usual episode where we rate it at the beginning, we give our UV light scenes, the scenes we loved, and our spoiled milk scenes, the scenes that really didn't work for us.
Yeah.
We've just decided to watch half the show.
Sure.
And then kind of predict how the show will go. And then we're going to see how correct or incorrect we have been.
I think this is brilliant. I can't imagine what could go wrong.
Yes. How could we mess up this anymore?
No.
So, Mork, one of the reasons why I wanted to do this and why I've been inspired, it's let's be honest. And that is, okay, let's be liars.
Thank you.
But if I was going to be honest, I would say one thing about season 2, and I mocked season 2 an awful lot. I would be like, isn't this fun? It's about two old guys fighting over a book.
Yeah.
But at least there was kind of like a clear goal there. There was a goal of like, we've got to get this book because this will teach us how to defeat the master. Defeat the master, we win.
Yes.
La-da-da-da. So like the whole season was around that. And so now here we are, technically, because we haven't finished this episode yet, because it hasn't finished airing yet.
Right.
We're at the midpoint of season 3.
Yeah.
Tell me any storyline. Just pick a storyline and explain to me what the season-long arc is, the goal. Like last year, we could say, Sir Drakian, what did he want?
Right.
He wanted the Akado Lumen.
Sure.
And so like that was a clear path. It was set up. It wasn't mentioned in the first season at all, even though apparently he has long history with it.
Yeah.
But the second season, that was it. So here we are.
Uh-huh.
Name any characters.
Okay.
Season-long arc here at the halfway, at the almost halfway point, Mork.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know where to start because there's so many clear goals and they all affect each other.
Right. So many.
Yeah. There's what I like to call setup and payoff.
True.
So, for example, Passive Aggressive.
Passive Aggressive really
wanted to get his son, Zach 2.0, back.
He wanted that for at least like three episodes.
For at least three episodes. And the way that they've paid that off so far was by giving him not an annoying 10-year-old boy, but a pretty hot Australian chick who knows how to work a
computer.
Well,
we keep getting into trouble. Is she Australian? Is she
well, the
English?
Accent is more Australian.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm referring to Dutch, not.
Or is she Dutch?
She could be Dutch.
All right, so
I did not go to a UN-sponsored high school.
So you're saying his goal all season long is to get Zach 2.0, and in just this episode, or at least the half we've seen, it's like, hey, the way I'll get Zach 2.0 back is by
playing chess in a dark park in the middle of the night, so I can use a taser, and in that way get my son back.
The taser has paid off. They set that up.
They paid off. Big time.
All right, so Satrakian, let's say his season-long arc is to understand the book that he spent a season getting.
Right.
Is to learn what the heck the book is trying to teach him. And then so far, admittedly, we've only seen half this episode. Half of the episode
only half
is about him trying to obtain this Akado Lumen like 50 years ago, apparently.
Sure. Or I don't know if that was the goal, because it seems like he knew a lot about the proprietor of the House of Ill Repute.
He's trying to pick up a lady.
I don't think he's trying. Well, no, I think he knows that it's a poor man's Christoph Waltz,
right?
Who he's going to do business with,
right? Exactly.
And he was trying to maybe goad the madam,
sneaky Citrake,
by claiming that he was down with the Hitler Youth. I don't know. There was something going on. There's a little subterfuge. So
okay.
I don't know if it was about getting the book, because he was actually claiming to sell the book, right?
Yeah, but that was probably just a way to set up a meeting so he could kill this dirty Nazi Strigoi. Yes.
Okay, so he wasn't trying to get the book then. He was trying to kill
But that's what we assume. Eichhorst. Once we watch the final 30 minutes, it will blow us away.
It will.
It will, the shocking. But his season-long arc is, once again, his season-long, as far as we understand it, is to comprehend what this book is trying to teach him. And we don't see any of that.
Well, to you.
Okay, so. Okay.
I think his season-long arc is trying to find what happened to the rest of his gloves. That's what I think.
Fair enough. Okay, so
He's got most of the glove. He's got the wrist. He's got the palm.
Right. Speaking of Palmer, his season-long arc is just to get some of the white. He either wants it from the master, or he wants to learn the trick from Cedrakian. And we've seen him, I think, for only the second episode of the first five, right?
I think his season-long goal is to not get caught in the bathroom paying, shall we say, tribute to Coco.
That's
what I think.
That's one way to give up the white. But the new nurse?
No, I love the new nurse. That's a nurse that I think is way more age-appropriate for Palmer than
poor Coco. Lovely Coco was.
Yeah.
I also love that she often speaks in highly medical terms, like, little help here.
Yeah, no, she's fantastic. She clearly has the respect of everyone who is around
her.
What would you
say Sexy Fett's season-long arc is?
Because
he started with the Marines in episode one, and then they got, and so who knows what his arc is. His arc now, apparently, is to tag the Strigoi and beat up blue-collar Strigoi. Union members who work in our cities and tunnels.
He's beating
them up.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm all, like, I love, you know, I love when I see, you know, people wearing, when they're not at work, wearing their work uniforms with pride.
Right.
I think that's a rare and amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the Strigois wearing hard hats?
Listen to me.
You got to
predict.
Will
we
their pay be docked?
No. Those hard hats are protecting them from microwaves that could upset the Strigoi worm brain.
Is there a Strigoi union hall? And what do they serve there?
Right. The SEIU, and the S stands for Strigoi.
Yeah. Is this,
for our international listeners, the SEIU is a service workers, did I misspell? Service employees. Something international union. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a union joke.
If there are any,
I'm not even sure it's a joke. It may have been a terrible
who
bomb.
Can explain this to us,
right?
We would appreciate.
All right.
That.
So, anybody else you want to explain their season long arc? It seems like
Feraldo clearly.
Feraldo, clean up the city.
Clean up the city. Still, even she's using some sort of, you know, weird conscripted labor, but
right. And that conscripted labor is, hey, bruh.
Hey,
it's
bro.
Me in about two-thirds of the episodes, Gus.
Right, and Gus is very clearly trying to not mourn about the fact that his mom's dead at this point, right?
Right.
Did
well,
she escape?
Well, she escaped. We're going to see.
Is she still in the wheelchair?
No. She escaped. Remember, they cut her loose, and then she sucked an innocent person's blood, and she ran away. But those
I don't remember her running away. I mean, I remember they took the hood off.
Right. You know what?
Let's see her in a wheelchair. It would not be inclusive.
A wheelchair Strigoi.
A wheelchair Strigoi.
We need access.
That's what we.
This tunnel needs access for disabled Strigoi.
Like. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and then theoretically, Eichhorst, even though he got sidetracked a bit because he wanted revenge for when they cut off Bolivar's head.
Yeah.
But Eichhorst, I believe he's now waiting on a boat. We haven't found out what's important about this boat,
well,
even
he's
though
been
we're
waiting on the boat for 31
right,
days.
We just found out about the boat, even though it was put into motion a month ago in series time. But theoretically, he's going to get these human processing plants going.
Yeah. No. Hey,
finally, come
snap
on.
Snap to it. Yeah. Because otherwise, that's the last thing that's really been standing in the way of the Strigoi's progress.
Right.
Is these plants.
Now, weren't these, I'm pretty sure the processing plant, it was introduced last season, right? It was introduced in season two, and we kind of finally saw that it was a processing line at the end of season three. And yet, I guess we're not going back there. And we haven't seen Kelly or Zach 2.0 yet. So there's a whole mess going on. How about this? In the final 30 minutes, will we see any characters that haven't appeared in the first 30? Will we see, hey, bruh, Gus? Yes. Will we see, I hang out with Gus, Silver Angel? Will we see?
We will see.
Crimson Worm. Will we see Lar and the Ancient Ones? Who will we see?
I'm going to say we're not. I'm going to bet we're not going to see Lar the Ancient Ones.
Okay.
I bet you. I would say we will see Kelly somehow. They will hook up a couple of microwaves to a UV light, and that will will somehow hurt Kelly.
Right.
And then.
Well, how about this? They put that bike that Zach 2.0 and 1.0 was so obsessed with.
Yeah.
They break it into pieces, put it in a microwave near the Sturkoi Brae, and she realizes, hey.
Right. Well, is there.
Screw F.
Screw.
Passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive. God bless him. So, no, I don't know. I mean, but I will say this. So, for right now, I would only give this episode five geo tags stapled into the back of the episode's head. But we have half the episode left to go.
We sure do.
Yeah.
All righty. So.
Already a success in my book.
Already something, that's for sure. All right. So, let's get to it. Now, let's get to our predicting. Let's see if we're correct. And so, the episode features F and his sexy hacker friend Dutch doing really stupid stuff. And that really stupid stuff was they're sitting in a park playing chess to capture Sturgoy.
Yeah.
Then, if that wasn't dumb enough, they're bringing the Sturgoy back and they're tying him very loosely, it seems to my plan. Like they need more protection from the Sturgoy.
Yeah.
But they've got him on a bunch of tables and they're apparently trying to, you know, Aggressive is trying to do these experiments on him with his mutation, you know, his virus that was going to kill him.
Well,
so what's going to happen in the final 30 with that storyline? Guess, let's hear it. Mork, what do you think?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I think one of them will get loose.
In this episode, or do you think that stupidity will happen in a future, in like next week's episode?
I'm going to say this episode. I'm also going to say, I've noticed that the Sturgoi, usually in the middle of the episode, tend to lag a little bit. Right. I don't know if it's because they're tired from running around for 30 minutes, but they usually need a little bit of a breather. And then in the last, it's uncanny, in the last 5 minutes of almost every episode I've ever seen, that's when they really come on strong.
Yeah, that's when they're so mad. That's when they're hungriest.
So I don't think F really needs to tie them up that tightly right now, is what I'm saying.
He knows they're going to get loose in the last five minutes of the episode.
He knows that right now they're not much of a threat. So let's just get on to it.
Okay, so then let's go to the flashback. What will we learn? And I put learn in quotation marks. Uh-huh, so what are we going to learn in the past? What non-confrontation are we going to have between poor man's Christoph Waltz, Eichhorst, and Cetrakian?
Well, I think we'll learn that Cetrakian made his fortune in the Merkin business.
Got a Merk.
Angela Merkin. Oh. No, I have no idea. But the stakes are about as high as they were when we flashback 2,000 years.
Oh, my Lord. I just should go out on the ledge again. You know?
No, no. Well, yes, go out on the ledge.
All right.
But no. We're going to have it's all going to make sense. Look, we wouldn't have gotten this far if this is a well humming machine.
It is.
And it's going to work out, I believe. And I think I feel like I'm going to owe more than 5 points, more than 5 geotags, because this episode is going to finish so strong.
Okay. I'm going to go the opposite way. I don't think it's going to end strong. If I had to rank it out of 10, I would give it, and everybody knows I'm the toughest critic.
You are the toughest critic, but mainly about yourself.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I would give it, 2 C's, double C's out of 10.
Double C's?
Yeah, that's a cup of noodle crap. That's what you microwave.
Cup of noodle crap.
We'll never eat cup of noodles again. We'll never microwave anything again. Bubba. But all right, so I'm going to predict that somehow, some way, F is going to learn how these Sturgoi communicate. And that's going to be his, like, aha moment. And so that'll be that. Not that he'll do anything with it, but he'll be like, aha, this is how I can contact the Strugoi.
Yeah.
I will predict that in the flashback, God, it just has to be pointless. It has to be pointless. Okay, wait a minute. No. So we found out from Stribone Quinlan that all the people who fight, they all want to do it solo. Like he was like, oh, these negative fighters, they want to go it alone.
Yeah.
And so maybe we'll learn that that Sadrakian tried to have a partner in the past, and they got killed. Like maybe it was this sexy owner of the Sin Berlin.
Maybe that's Sarah. Miriam.
And so we're going to find out why he goes alone. Sure. And no one will care because it's a character we're just being introduced to. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we'll learn that's why he goes alone.
Yeah.
In the Fett, do you have a guess this one? Fett, he's tagging and tracking Strugoi.
Tagging and bagging.
Tagging, well, not bagging. He's just tagging, finding out where they're going. And he's finding out that, hey, these Strugoi, who theoretically are mindless, and yet the Crimson Worm can control them to dig tunnels so they can get out and feed.
Not just get them to dig tunnels, but remind them to wear their safety helmets.
Exactly. So I'm going to predict Fett is going to find a big nest, that like the main nest. Yeah. And of course, he's going to find it through a boulevard place, a hipster Strugoi place.
Okay, I don't want to burst your bubble, and I don't want you to judge yourself, but didn't they show like a giant nest on the next week on promo last week?
Yes, that's why I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. All right,
I'm totally cheating.
That's brilliant.
Well, how about this? Well, we'll go on with the Aurora Cutlass, the ship that was sent all those weeks ago that nobody ever mentioned until now, that is around Palmer. Is this Palmer's final episode? What do you think?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think Crimson Worm is going to lodge itself. I mean, who knows? I'd like to see, actually, time out.
Yeah,
I'm babbling, but there's a lot going on. Just like every episode, there's so much going on. There's a lot of, there's a lot to pay off here. I would like to see the master become the mistress.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like Kelly? Kelly the Crimson Worm to become Kelly?
Or actually Dark Horse candidate, but very, very possible.
Yeah.
Think about it. She's comfortable with the levers of power in New York City.
Oh, this would be good.
She also knows a very safe, seemingly impenetrable place,
right,
where she could hide. She has access to tons and tons of materiel and other resources.
Love it.
Palmer's nurse.
Oh, my goodness.
Palmer's nurse is the Dark Horse candidate to be the new master.
Who would have thunk it?
How about this?
Will this new businessman who we met, anything happen with him, or he's just there until it's revealed what the boat is?
I have a theory that the more clearly defined a random actor's or a random character's facial hair is, the shorter he'll be around.
Okay. All right. I think maybe the end of this episode is we find out what's on the ship. And what would be on the ship? Here, let's have a crazy guess. I think what's on the ship, you know what? This may not actually be entertaining to podcast listeners. They already know the answers.
No, that's
and to
not
hear
true.
Us guess wrong might not be as entertaining. Hey, listeners, I thought it might be entertaining. Everybody know that next week we've got an exciting week for you. We've got yet another episode of the Got Your Milk podcast about the strain. But also, Ash vs. Evil Dead is back on Stars, which means the Double P Podcast Network's podcast, Ash vs. Evil Dead vs. Bubba vs. Catfish, is back next week as season 2 of Ash vs. Evil Dead gets underway to find out about it. And in just 3 weeks, we're going to be doing 3 podcasts a week because that's when our Twin Peaks podcast will be launching, everybody, with the release of Twin Peaks co-creator Mark Frost's book, The Secret History of Twin Peaks, is released. Everybody go to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/DoublePPodcast, plural, the word double, single letter P, the word podcast, plural, facebook.com/DoublePPodcast. That's when that's out. So a lot of great stuff coming up. And so enough dilly-dallying.
For sure.
Enough dilly-dallying. We've got extra dally. We've
no
got to stop doing
D's.
It. Let's get on with the final 30 minutes of this episode. Let's see who's right, who's wrong. Let's see how entertaining it is. And we're going to give you play-by-play as we go through it. So we're back in the lab, and here is F and Dutch.
Yep.
And they're putting a worm.
Oh, they got the old magnetron and one of those wacky machines. What do you call those?
I think it's supposed to be, okay, they're going to blast your Strigoi with white noise via a microwave signal. Right. Now, a lot of times, everybody, if you know local news, they don't use satellite trucks so much. They use microwave signal to get their live reporter back. And so is this what the Strigoi are? Is the Strigoi tonight at 11?
I think it could be. Yeah, well, look, they've already mastered how to dig tunnels, so why not the local news?
Right, right. They're branching out. They're expanding their career. Their LinkedIn profile is really growing. So here we go. So what's going to happen is, ooh, look at this. This is actually kind of fun. F is torturing a Strigoi, and now they're reading the signal that the other Strigoi are hearing. I actually like this. I like torturing Strigoi. I think this, you know.
I don't like it. I don't like it. That's the only thing that separates us from them.
Right. And so look at this. Ooh, interesting. Did you see that?
No,
so when you hit a Strigoi with UV light, it blocks their microwave signal.
Boy, oh.
You know what? Here I was so down on this episode, only two double C's out of 10.
But double C's?
Cup of noodle crap.
Oh, right.
Because of the microwave. But I like this a lot. And here's another thing. How long ago did we say, hey, take the frickin' Akado Lumen to Kinko's and make some copies?
Well, Kinko's has been busy for a while. Now I don't want to rain on your parade at all.
We've got two positive developments in a row, and you're going to rain on it, Mark.
Well,
how could you?
Well, I just want to remind you, Bubba,
yeah,
that UV lights would not just disrupt the communications, but also wouldn't, at a certain point in time, just actually melt the Strigoi?
I would think so. Now, I should point out, listeners, we don't have the sound up on this last 30 minutes because we're obviously recording it at the same time we watch these last 30 minutes. And so I find it fascinating that we could be completely wrong.
No, but like, this is we are flying without a net as we got. Normally we record without pants. Tonight we are flying without a net. So
right.
No, it's gonna be
we're
good.
Catching Strigoi without silver UV lights or guns. Like yeah. We're really going crazy here.
We absolutely are. So no, I think that what's his face? Strabone and
right.
Cetrachian, they'll have a plan, but they're mm-hmm. not gonna be able to do anything about this plan. They're going to need somebody's help. Now, we know from the whatchamadoodle that...
What is the Akado Lumen? What do you mean, whatchamadoodle?
No, it's an actual thing.
Right.
The whatchamadoodle is another device that they're going to use. Oh, wait a minute.
He's pulling out the Akado Lumen. He wants to confirm this.
All right. So, I'm not sure exactly what he's confirming. So, I've learned...
hold on.
This is
if
one of the drawbacks of... doing a podcast and
watching the show, live play by play.
I don't actually know what's happening.
Hold on. You didn't need the sound up anything. When he holds the Akado Lumen and he's staring out into space for like ever,
yeah.
You know a flashback is coming.
What if he's trying to kill a spider?
Come on.
What if there's a big spider? And because we all know that Strabone is afraid of spiders.
Oh, come on.
All right, so we go into flashback. Oh, he's
we'll go into flashback mode.
Oh, wait, who's this guy?
Is this. Yeah, I'm confused. Who do you think this guy is?
This is not poor man's Christoph Waltz.
No, it isn't. Uh-oh. And he's going to leave. He's like, should I cut this guy's head off? And he's worried about leaving the cane outside the door. This is drama. Maybe the way to watch the strain is with the sound down. This is great.
Why would he leave his cane outside?
Why would you go meet the guy at night? Talk about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. But you know what? Let's just go with it.
We're going. Right now, I want to just do a quick shout-out to Geek Girl Soup.
Heck
we're having
yeah.
some technical difficulties. We were going to try to make some magic happen. And
Skype them in, because they follow the show as tighter than we do. They follow it. They keep us up to date. And so if only we had called them in, they could be spoiling these last 30 minutes, which we haven't seen yet.
Well, I will continue. I will continue to do that. So right now, you double L's are...
Double L's?
Double L's. Lindsay
Lohan. Loyal listener.
We are doing three things at once. We are doing this amazing podcast.
We are.
Watching this amazing show, and we are trying to get Skype to work on one of our amazing devices. I just realized I've been trying to Skype her with my toaster. So let me use a
with your
device.
Microwave. All right, so here, you try that, and I'll just talk for a while.
Okay, keep going.
All right, so it turns out that my guess might be completely wrong on where this episode was going. It looks like Cetrachian was going to have a great deal and make a great deal for the Akado Lumen. And if he was this close to getting it, or is this a fake? What is going on? This doesn't make any sense. Did he have it?
No, he's there to sell. Cetrachian's there to
But is that the real Akado Lumen that he was selling? Or is that a good fake? I'm so confused.
Fake. He's bringing it closer.
Yeah, this seems very... Is this guy Sturgoy? Yes or no? You think this old man in Amsterdam... Look at this. Here we
I'm getting a distinct Silence of the Lambs vibe right now. Like, right. I think he's going to tell him to put the lotion on its skin or he's going to get the hose again. Right.
The fact that he's not taking it, he's like he's not taking it.
I know what's happening.
Oh, wait a minute. Boy, see, look at this. This is great. Guys, we may always have to watch. We may always have to watch the.
He got it with a. Tongue thing.
Right. We may always have to watch the strain with the sound down because this is good.
He hit
this is great.
Yeah. And he also. I don't even.
Oh, he's got a silver grenade. This is great. This is awesome way to kill this friggin' Sturgoy. This episode's actually turned out to be pretty good.
Well, it's fantastic, but who is Kruger?
Well, you know who he is. He's toast. He's Kruger. He's Toaster Strudel.
Is there something, is this where, now a lot of people don't know this, this is in the secret history of the strain.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know this, but Cetrachian made his living for a while selling what he called Kruger Jam. So could this be where he first invented Kruger Jam?
It's Kruger. It's Google Kruger. Listen delicious. To me. Now Cetrachian, oh my God, this is awesome. Cetrachian put a mask on this guy's face in the past. Now, apparently, because this is the past, it's going to lead to nothing. But, man,
well,
this
not to
is
you.
Great.
To this guy, it's leading somewhere.
Those two scenes.
Bubba, like this guy?
We started recording the podcast before the two best seats even aired.
Well, that's how it should be. Oh, wait, but we're jumping back to the future?
Oh, no. Well, you know, listen to me. The rule of thirds. The rule of three. So we've seen...
Three pieces of pie?
We've seen the first flashback. We've seen the second flashback now. And now we're going to see the third flashback in a bit.
Okay. All right. Well, so, I mean, but it's more like the rule of, it's not the rule of threes.
It is. There are going to be three flashbacks in one episode. Three flashback segments in one episode.
Oh, okay. All right.
And look at this. The ancient Egyptians could defeat the Sturgoy, but we
obviously
can't. That's pretty weak.
Well, they had pyramids. We don't. What do we have?
How did we not defeat them? This is really preposterous. So now we're seeing that...
Oh, they're going to Egypt.
That well, no. I think this is inspiring. This is making Cetrachian think of something.
It is. Oh,
anyway. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this. Quinlan, once again, we always know he can kind of sort of go outside. And so look what's going to happen. You have to read the book in the sunlight. And so in the sunlight, you can see stuff. This is
genius.
Love it. Very smart, whoever created this book. The ancient Egyptians can defeat the Sturgoy,
right.
Modern America, and apparently the world, because we saw the breakouts all around the world now,
yeah.
Mork. They can't defeat it.
So, a stone sarcophagus. Interesting.
Lined with an alloy of silver and lead.
Hmm.
Boy,
okay.
This is very specific.
It is
These instructions... And the crimson worm within it. Oh, my God. This even says the crimson word. If he read this, he can trap it for all eternity. But is it enough?
Well, all they have to do is find an 18-inch worm somewhere in New York City. That's all they have to do. And then,
right. That's
and then
it.
They're done.
Oh,
okay.
And here's the third flashback. This, look, I'm... Here, Eichhorst keeps his whereabouts a mystery. And so he's like, tell me. Ooh, yeah, torture. This is great. Nothing better. Everybody tortures. Everybody's got their sex dungeon masks. So this is great. Sorry. Don't you think these masks that passive aggressive F and Dutch make them wear is very similar to this mask?
Okay. I thought you were talking about something else. This mask actually looks a lot more well designed
thought out
and
to first
engineered
Sturgoy,
than
right.
Whatever it is that that F and Dutch are using. But so Satrakian's onto something. This is yet another reason why Satrakian and Fett, sexy Fett with a badge, are such good friends.
Great friends.
Because they know a lot about architecture. And they know that, oh, there might
be a secret room. Okay, now this is crazy.
Oh, boy. So if you find
a secret room that you can't get sunlight in.
No, don't go in.
Right.
Brief shout out to another show that was on recently, The Case of JonBenet Ramsey. But let me tell you something.
They have a secret room too?
Where they found the body, it was awful, obviously. If I was Satrakian and I had just watched the JonBenet Ramsey show, I would not go down that basement because you never know.
Yeah, this is Silence of the Lambs type stuff going down. Everybody's got their sex dungeons. You know, F has transformed the Red Hook Brooklyn place to a sex dungeon with all the Strigoi tied up.
That's not really a sex dungeon. Now we go into Amsterdam. And I wouldn't even call it a
sex microwave buffet.
It's a buffet. This is not smart.
Is this
just a dental office?
I don't know. But he's going to... Oh, gross. He's draining humans for blood. How sickening. How disgusting. You read about stuff in Amsterdam, and yet somehow it's not on the tour.
This is never covered.
Right. This is a new red light district in Amsterdam.
This is a different one. I don't recall, I could be wrong, but I don't recall people getting burned so, I mean, they kind of look like they're getting burned like, almost like it looks like the Terminator. It looks like metals underneath.
Right.
I'm not sure. So I don't know what is, I don't know what's underneath. It does not look like a typical Strigoi. Or am I completely wrong here? Like what's the difference?
This is Pulp Fiction. He's dragging the guy down into his own sex dungeon to torture him.
Well, he's bringing plates, and he's a whole... There's a
Wait a minute, a silver-lined box, so it all ties together. They say you got to trap the master in a box. Now, Satrakian's going to trap a Strigoi in a box. This is just brutal. This is just not nice. Satrakian... Why won't you believe me when I put you in a damn box?
No, first off, it doesn't look like he's an actual doctor, Satrakian.
He's not a doctor. Wasn't he? Well, he was a wood carver. He made boxes.
Yeah, he was like
You're
a carpenter.
Saying since the war? Oh, he's got some good gloves, though. You know how he loves gloves?
Yeah. So he knows there's something special about this guy, so he's going to steal. All right, I like this. I like this a lot. But, wouldn't you do a lap?
I don't understand why Satrakian suddenly thought that sunlight was too good for this guy.
Why wouldn't he just do this upstairs?
Right. Sunlight seemed to really, really hurt him. It's like he wants to hurt him somehow more. And yet, the sunlight was hurting him enough.
It seemed
pain.
To be enough. I would do it upstairs in the sunlight where I'd be safe. And also, now I don't know a whole heck of a lot about dismembering people, and I hope to keep it that way. However, if you're going to dismember someone,
right,
and you tie them up, and then you start cutting their limbs, don't you have to retie them? Like, how many times do you have to tie someone down? Where is the most efficient way to do?
I'm really upset that somehow know the answer.
He's not even tied down anymore, though. Look, his legs and his arms are just wobbling away.
Oh, well, you would... So if Strigoi lived forever, if he's put in this box, he's going to be living forever as this, you know, as this...
But how could he live forever? When he need blood?
Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a good question. Okay. So now, in an episode where people always do dumb things, Sexy Fett is doing perhaps the dumbest. And that is...
Why? He's got his badge on. He'll be fine.
Hold on now. How many stories underground do you think he's supposed to be since he just had to suddenly go spelunking?
Well,
spelunking for Strigoi.
He's spelunking for Strigoi. He's not wearing a safety helmet.
Right, but he is making notes. He's like, okay, they're here, and then they go here. Yeah. This is how they get around.
Yeah,
maybe you could go tell this to somebody, Sexy Fett.
No. There's no time. Why would you do that?
Well, you don't think you would want to tell somebody?
No, he's got a miner's hat on. He's got his rebar pipe. He's ready to go.
All right. So let me say that I was very tough on this episode, and now that we're watching it as we record the podcast,
now you don't feel so smart, do you?
I'm totally coming around. There's still head slapping moments.
Nope.
There's still Strigoi slapping moments.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Now there's a giant nest. You could just light them up, buddy. You could just light these Strigoi up. Light them up and you'd kill about 1,000 friggin'. How many Strigoi would you say are there right now?
Oh, I got it. There's at least 30. All right. It looks like there's a couple of thousand. I mean, I don't know how many of these little honeypots there are, but yeah, no, I would have done something.
Yeah, why not? He didn't, in that backpack of his, he didn't have any grenades or bombs to kill them all?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan was. I don't know if there is a plan. I just know he's got his badge and a backpack. And
he does have his badge. Drink. We're on badge watch here.
And that is all he needs.
Okay, so this episode is not going... Well, we knew from the preview, or I suspect that he might... find the nest, and so he's found a nest.
All right,
and so but the torture scene in Amsterdam. I totally was wrong on my prediction there.
Yeah, well, but what we know is that it's definitely going to come back, and it's going to pay off in a meaningful way. So that's all that counts.
You're saying that to hurt me. You want me back on that ledge?
I would never
want you.
Look, it's just one step off into sweet relief. It'll only hurt.
You want
for...
me back on that ledge?
No, never.
Like the Department of Health and Human Services person in the first season.
No, I do.
They got thrown off the ledge by Eichhorst.
I want you inside, in the dark, in the basement, with Satyrikian, wearing a mask. No, okay. So F, sexy Fett. Sorry, sexy Fett, not passive aggressive F. I think, but if I was more Maleficent. I don't know if that's a word or not,
yeah.
But I would refer to, I would continue to refer to F as passive aggressive F,
right?
And I would rechristen F aggressive Fett.
That'd be great, aggressive Fett.
But yeah, it's too complicated for me. So he's still sexy Fett. He's full steam ahead. He's going to the man, who in this case is a lady and also her flunky.
Yeah.
And they're working out a plan. So okay, we got something good. Oh. And then we go
Here
back to
we
Brooklyn.
Go. It is torture. Listen to this. They got a bit of friggin' torture porn.
They got a little Guantanamo Bay action going on. They got some chicken wire. This is deep.
What if
this
you
is
put
deep
this?
Stuff.
Well, you know what I like about this is what if you put blood in a silver bowl? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What if you put blood
in a silver
bowl?
That's not the way to serve blood.
And then he would get the blood because his tongue would go for it. Then he'd get burned as he went to the silver bowl.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, so they've released this Strigoi. Strigoi, he's totally, he's like, God damn it, I'm sick of this stuff. But he's in a cage. He's in a cage, and he wants that blood, and they've got a blood bowl for him there.
How's he going to get the,
is he smart enough not to do this? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Watch out. He wants fresh blood. He wants you, Dutch. He wants...
He wants blood. Right?
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think? Now, I think part of this is they want him to contact the master.
He's
smart. He's learning how to use tools. This is pretty good. Okay, stab him with
I think it might be time to just kill him.
Yeah, might be time. All right, he's learning how to pick a lock.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to kill him, F.
Might be time.
Okay, there you go. But uh-oh.
He does not...
it's not hurting him as much as it should.
It's only 75%.
Yeah, I don't know.
Only the 75%.
Right.
Dutch does not seem to be too...
He's got all his teeth. Whoa!
Well, this is...
Right.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, without the sound, this part is a bit nut. It's called the microwave machine gun challenge is a success, is what closed caption tells us. It's not that much of a success. Why don't you guys have a gun or the knife? Where's the gun or the knife? Where's the gun? Let's go. Today, let's go. Oh, my Lord. Yep, this is the latest dumb thing to happen. Here we go. All righty.
Okay, well. Okay, well, was a good plan. So now is F, has he gone mad?
So you were right. You one did escape.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, now is his corpse, is he still not
right.
dead?
Right. So maybe this is the part where the description said trying to solve the communication is going to drive F mad. Do you think F has been driven mad by what he's seen?
I can't tell, because he just, you know, this seems to be pretty par for the course for him. He's never had trouble torturing or obviously killing any of the Strigoi throughout our little adventure here. So he doesn't seem to be mad. He doesn't seem to be quite on Ahab-esque yet.
He doesn't even seem passive-aggressive. Is this because they're both drinking? Is this sexy F? Is he and Dutch? Are we going to get – is this going to be Dutch F'd, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, that could certainly happen.
Right. Their ship name is Futch.
Passive aggressive F always looks a little
Futch.
Dreamier.
Come on, Futch. Give it to me.
All right. I like Futch.
As their couple name.
Nothing like a quick Futch sesh. all right. So, okay. So the Egyptians. So wait a minute.
Okay, here
Time
we go.
Out. What is happening?
Oh, so what he's saying is that maybe the Egyptians have an ancient one trapped, and that if not to an ancient, but to a sentient Strigoi. All right. We're reading the code capture.
We are.
He'd always been a monster, a psychopath, even
Next
as a
week
human.
On FX, Fargo. Oh, sorry.
No, listen.
Sorry.
Listen. So, what do you think he's thinking now?
Well, it seems like he's about to dump this damn thing into the North Sea,
right?
Which is fine.
Yeah, this is okay. This is not the boat. This is not the boat Palmer's talking
I'd like
about.
To rent your boat, sir.
Right.
Okay. What do you need to do in the boat? Nothing. I just have this trunk.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, we better fill out some forms, some customs forms.
Right, exactly.
We're going crossing the North Sea.
This costs a lot of money to dump in the North Sea.
No need to fill it out. What? Oh, wait a minute. So
look, the trunk floats.
You just let it go. So now is
so four. Yeah, it wasn't the rule of three. There were four flashback scenes.
There were four, and like I said,
This clearly
made a difference.
Right.
Yeah. So now why would he – now he's guilty somehow over this memory? He feels guilty? This is the guy who –
well,
I'm not clear.
Well, torturing is wrong. Let's be honest. Torturing people is wrong. And so,
torturing people but not torturing Strigoi.
Yeah. But, you know, theoretically maybe the show is trying to make like a how would you say it? Make a you know, metaphor about...
Oh, okay. I feel like this show is definitely more of a simile than a metaphor.
This show is definitely a... It's a limerick.
It is a limerick.
There once was a Strigoi named Strabone.
Who...
Yes, yeah, who gave a shit?
Who gave a shit?
Who hung out in Kelly and F's old home.
Okay, all right. He couldn't find his hair.
And when... No, I was going to say, he once took a Zach and put it in a sack.
Oh, poor Zach.
And now he's all right.
Now, we haven't seen Zach yet.
No, we haven't. Uh-oh.
Oh, is that Mom?
Oh, my goodness. No, it's better. It's
oh,
better.
Boy.
It's the meeting. You were laughing at Palmer having to wheel himself out.
Palmer can no longer afford a chauffeur? Like, what? I don't understand this.
Yeah, where are his handlers? Where's his nurse?
How did he get a hold of him?
Yeah, you know what? He used to contact him through Justine Feraldo's office. So, why you are laughing at Palmer's feebleness, Mork? This is not
laughing.
Nice.
I am totally laughing. Okay, so but Palmer does not even know where the master is?
Well, he knows he's not in Bolivar.
No, but Palmer just said he's not in Bolivar's body?
Oh, sorry. Because we had the sound off, I didn't realize that was a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
So, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think? What can these two people who've hated him all this time, well, what do you think they can do?
Well, I think, first off, it's certainly possible Palmer might be wearing a wire, or he might have... Fitzsimmons hiding under that giant coat. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's probable, but
What's
it is possible.
It was Fitzwilliam, I thought.
Oh, is it Fitzwilliam? Oh!
Oh, what a cliffhanger. Okay. Oh, boy, so we were totally wrong on our predictions, Mork. Do you
well,
want to apologize to listeners?
No, I was totally right, because I knew that watching the second half of the episode would make it a perfect 10, and it did.
It definitely got better with the sound off, and hey. I like some of the things they did. I know nothing, listen to the accents that we mock all the time are fun, but I'm going to go up now. Let's hear it. What's your rating out of 10, Mork?
I'm going full 10.
Whoa,
full 10. This had everything we needed. It had action. It had romance.
Name any romance.
Palmer and Satrakian shook hands at the end.
You know, when you say at least.
Just because I say it does not mean that I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's like, what could I say? What could I say? Well, they shook hands at the end.
You
so 10 out of 10. You know what?
10 out of 10,
this
baby.
This has been a fascinating. I promise we'll never do it again, listeners. This
or
may
we'll
frustrate
only
you.
Do this again.
But this has been a fascinating exercise where I was 2 out of 10, and now I'm going up to maybe I just love seeing Mr. Goy tortured. Maybe that says something bad about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going up to. I'll go up to. 7 out of 10. It still felt like it didn't go anywhere.
Go to 8. Go
7
to 8.
Out of
go
no,
to 8.
7 out of 10.
What's going
to
hurt?
What's going to hurt is next week's episode.
But next week's episode is next week's problem.
Hey, so we want to know what you guys think.
That's
tweeted
all that matters,
us.
Actually.
Tweeted us with the hashtag #GotYourMilkPodcast. That's #GotYourMilkPodcast on Twitter. And if we read your tweet on the air, that means we found it.
Yep.
If we don't read your tweet on the air, that means, well, we just got a bit lost in all the craziness that happens on Twitter.
Also,
and so,
it means that Twitter hasn't disabled our accounts.
Right. Exactly. So let's read some of our favorite tweets from today. We got some from Matt Foster. We got some from our good friends at Geek Girl Soup, who hopefully we'll have on the podcast soon, which would be wonderful. And they put out a tweet that was very true of what I said Geek Girl Soup did. And they said, hey, let's have this deep conversation while we torture Strigoi. Yeah, and that's what I like it. Hell yeah, that's what I like, Geek Girl Soup. They put out so many. They're putting us to shame, to be completely honest. And then they said, this new alliance between Balmer and Satrakian has them worried. How many times has Palmer flip-flopped? What do you think about that? Is there any
that's
way?
That's why he's still on top. That's why he's still on top. That's what you got to do. You got to keep.
You
got to
learn to make deals.
Yeah, you got to make some deals, and you know, hey, he's a winner.
He is a winner. Listen, I'm down with that. Good work. I don't think you can trust him, but I don't think Satrakian, my favorite character on the show, is dumb enough to trust him.
No. No way. No right. way, Jose.
And
oh,
Matt,
no way.
Matt Foster, he's upset because he couldn't watch this episode live. Well, we didn't. We watched the first 30 minutes live, and then the second we paused and did this. This was fun. Once again, tweet at us with the hashtag #GotYourMilkPodcast. Become a member of Strigoi Team 7 by doing that, or go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DoublePPodcast. Next week, 2 podcasts for you on Sunday night, Monday morning, and then following week, we're going to have 3. Oh, my goodness. How can we do it? It seems
3.
Insane. So, yeah, we'll be covering Ash vs. Evil Dead and the new... We'll start our Twin Peaks coverage with the
Maybe
release of the new
Bubba.
Twin Peaks book. Yeah.
Maybe Bubba has gone mad.
This has been madness.
It's madness.
And so, you can find me, Bubba, on Twitter, at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim, at Fit and Trim on Twitter. And...
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Extraordinary. That's extraordinary with the W before the second R.
And you'll hear us next time on...
Got Your Milk. It's milk. Got Your Milk. That's all it is. It's Got Your Milk because in the first episode, I don't know if you guys remember, but when Jim, who's dead now, but he was really funny and his wife was dying of cancer, when they were getting on the plane, he said, hey, boss, don't forget your milk. And he threw him milk. And then we learned out, oh, yeah, he's drunk. So that's why he drinks milk all the time and never alcohol because, you know, we judge people who drink alcohol. And it's not like I've had a beer or maybe two today. But anyway, the point is, so F chugged down the glass of milk or the carton of milk and then went up to the plane. And then he never actually did it again.